Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student-led podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. As Lisa explained in the first episode of the podcast, IB Careers hosts a number of different employee events. One of the most popular ones are the career fairs, where prospective employers showcase their graduate openings to current students. In today's episode, I'm talking to Rachel Tonner from the careers team, who will tell us everything students should know about career fairs. Rachel, thanks so much for coming on the podcast again today, and let's talk about career fairs.
Great, sounds good.
To start off, can you tell us about the different types of career fairs that are open to business school students?
Yes, of course. So the career fairs we have, the majority of our career fairs run in the autumn term. And as you've mentioned, that is because of the majority of the recruitment happening in autumn term. And of course, employers want to engage with our students whilst those recruitment windows are open. All of that said, we do have a spring career fair that runs, but today we'll talk more about the autumn term activity that's happening. So we, as I just said, we run a few different career fairs, and the reason that we separate it out is because there's lots of different industries that our students are interested in, and actually segmenting it and focusing it on industry we find most beneficial for both our students and for our employers too that we work with. So we have our first career fair, which is on the 11th of September, which is on finance and consulting. We have the next career fair, which is on the 25th of September, which is on commercial and tech companies. And then on Wednesday, the 23rd of October, we have our first FinTech Careers Fair, which is a new addition to this year as well.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting. Mm,
yes. So as said, they're kind of segmented by industry, and you'll get a range of companies that will be coming and attending. And ultimately, it's always held within kind of one particular place, one or two areas. And then each company would have a stand and a particular space allocated to them within that area.
What are the companies like who come to recruit? Obviously, they're specialized in the industry. What kind of companies? Are they bigger companies, medium-sized? What's the most common?
So majority of the companies, that kind of the common denominator is that they are going to be often recruiting at that particular time. So most of the companies coming and engaging with us through those career fairs, they're having recruitment activities happening, and that will tend to be graduate schemes. Mm-hmm. So majority of the recruiters there will be able to talk about those graduate schemes. That doesn't mean to say if you're actually looking for maybe a kind of slightly more experienced higher role and you won't be searching until next year, it doesn't mean that you should discount the career fairs, because there are recruiters there that can still give you insights on the company and are great to talk to, but the majority of them will be focusing on their graduate recruitment schemes that they have open at that time. Some of them might be generalist recruiters and able to talk across a few different departments and a few different schemes. Some might be more specialist, but regardless, they're going to want to share information about the company as a whole, as well as talk about their division.
Yeah, I think that's something, again, to point out is, even if you are not sure what the companies are, if you see the list of companies, it's really good to go to the career fair. Even if it's not that particular position you're interested in. If it is, then even better. But if it's not, just to keep the companies in mind for future applications, it's also really good to go and participate. Mm. So most of them are graduate schemes, and we've touched on graduate schemes and the milk round in the previous episode, where we also talked about other career events. So how is a career fair different from other employer events? Obviously, at other employer events, it tends to be individual employers coming to campus and present, whereas a career fair is, as you just said, it's different companies showcase their positions and the divisions within the company. Is that the main difference?
So yes, that's one of the really big differences. The way that the career fair, there's a huge range of employers that are there. There's a range of companies that are attending. So there's far bigger volume at the career fairs than there would be on kind of one or two employer events happening in an evening. So that's a really big difference. Another really big difference with the career fair is that a lot of those employers are at their careers fair to have a conversation with somebody. Like, mm-hmm. That is the aim of them having that stand and having having that space is to be talking to students. And we can sometimes occasionally see students that will go maybe grab kind of the leaflet that's on the desk, but won't actually have the conversation. Whereas that's why they're attending the career fair, is to speak to future talent, speak to kind of their future employees, potential employees, and share more about who they are and find people who are a good match to them. So you want to engage with those employers. And exactly as you said a minute ago, there's a range of employers, and there's ones that aren't necessarily on your radar and that you really actually want to go and have a conversation with, because people will find so often they'll talk to an employer, find out they do something totally different or something really exciting, something really new, and they really want to hear more about them. So that's kind of one of the significant differences, is that face-to-face time that career fair allows you with employers.
Yeah, I think that's also the reason for some of the cues that we might see at career fairs, where there could be a number of students waiting to speak to recruiters, which actually shows that they're trying to engage and that is what they should be doing. And how can students prepare for a career fair? What are the preparatory steps in the lead up to the event, whether it's a week away or a month away? It's good to be aware of when the event's happening. What should students do?
So as you mentioned, there's the list of employers, and that's before the career fair. We release, we share which employer are attending the career fair. So what you want to do then is research these employers and have a good idea of what the different employers do. Like we say, don't discount 50% of the employers on there, but do have an idea of which are the key ones I want to speak to, which are my kind of priority ones, and then which are the ones that I also need to get to know. But we do occasionally get feedback that people have come having a conversation with employers, but they clearly don't know anything about them, and the employer will know they'd have had their name in advance. So again, it's another good way to make a good impression to that recruiter. So research the employers and find out a lot more about who's present that day. Think about questions that you would have for that particular employer, and you can also ask very kind of open questions as well, and just questions about, can you tell me more about kind of what the team is that you sit in, or can you share more about the different departments and the different structures? Can you share a bit more about why you joined the company and what you really like about the company? So asking questions to recruiters to find out more about them, and then also really being able to think before you walk into that career fair and speak to that company, why do I want to talk to that company? What have I got to bring to that company? Like, what can I add to them? What value do I bring? Because if you're able to share that to a recruiter, that will really kind of have a good level of engagement, really resonate with them. And that's a great way to then kind of stick in their mind and carry that conversation on. So I think in terms of preparation before you go, know kind of why this role, why am I interested in talking about this area?
Yeah, I think questions. This all ties in with your point about asking questions, and also this point is students should be asking questions that are not very obviously available on their website. So more, as you said, personal experiences are a great question to ask, and I think that's a lot of the time, that's when a lot of the connection building happens. So just make sure you have an aim when you go and talk to a company. Don't just sort of go and linger around. Mm. Because I know from my experience, a lot of the times that's what it's like. And it is hard sometimes to be able to step up and ask questions about companies you might not know that well. So that's why research and preparation is key. What tips would you give students who don't know how to approach an employer's stand during career fair? So just as I mentioned, it could be hard to go up to someone and ask something. So do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, I mean, probably what the first thing to mention is that all of the people that are at these career fairs, all of these employers, the recruiters, like, they're very, very friendly. They're not walking into campus on that day saying, I'm looking for this one particular student who looks exactly like this, who acts this way, who has exact background. Like, that's not what they're walking in to do. They're walking in to get to know the students.
Yeah, to talk to you.
Exactly. Yeah. So on their side, they're not intimidating at all. They're really friendly. They're really welcoming. I think actually once you do break down that barrier and start that conversation, they will make it that very easy for you to carry that conversation on. So So I think that just bear that in mind when you're unsure whether should I walk up or not, because ultimately, as soon as you ask that first question, that should open the conversation out really nicely.
Yeah, oftentimes after you ask the first question, it's them asking questions, which is a good way to turn around the conversation.
Definitely. And asking, like we said before, asking kind of open questions, asking questions about them. Can you tell me, can you tell me how long you've been with the company? I see that you were in the recruitment team. If you're able to show that you've done that research as well, so ask them about the particular projects that you've heard about, ask them about, like I saw that you were advertising for this role, can you tell me a bit more about what a normal day looks like in that department, in that team? Mm-hmm. So do go with those questions, but like we've just said, once you start those questions, then that will be really, that will make the conversation easier. And I definitely have a kind of almost an action at the end, a next step, because that's something that people tend to get a bit stuck with, because they've kind of pushed through that barrier, they've started the conversation, but then they don't know how to finish the conversation, and then there's a danger of kind of drifting off and not following up. So making sure you're able to say kind of, can I add you on LinkedIn, have your LinkedIn app open on your phone when you walk into the careers fair, because it's great then to be able to just send a message there and then to them, and straight away you're connected. So I think that's a big thing. Then you can send your follow-up message to them the next day, being able to say, so you've let me know that this is the application, it feels like it's something I'm really interested in, would you be happy for us to have a conversation next week? I'd love to hear a bit more about it. Like being able to ask a question, being able to almost move the conversation to the next stage, mm-hmm. is something that can also help give you some kind of focus and direction when you walk out, rather than just lots of information.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. I think something we didn't mention before is to also introduce yourself when you walk up. Don't just ask a question, but maybe just give your name, what program you're doing, what you're interested in, especially if it's very in line with a position they're offering. And have your business card even. That's what they're for. And oftentimes, recruiters are also there to give out their information, mm-hmm. and sort of see which students follow up in the end, because that can also be a differentiating factor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this might be a little bit of an infamous question. Should students bring their CVs to career fairs?
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate to, if the conversation is going really well, to just give your CV to a recruiter? Or what would you say about that?
So I would take your CV, because there would be nothing more frustrating or disappointing than having a conversation. It's really positive, and that person says, oh, have you got your CV with you? And you haven't. So I would take it, but be aware of the fact that recruiters, like you said, they may actually prefer to share their business card. LinkedIn now is such a kind of a common networking and follow-up tool as well that recruiters use. That may be the next step, or kind of directing you to things like their website as well. So take your CV, but exactly like you mentioned, then don't kind of push it to them, oh, here's my CV, and introduce yourself by giving them your CV. Actually see how the conversation goes, and maybe ask actually, oh, if the conversation's a little bit more in depth about the role, about you, about them, ask them, would it be helpful, I've got my CV, is it helpful if I share it with you, is this useful? Ask them, and if they think yes, then they'll say so, and you can share it, but take it, but be aware that a number of recruiters might not actually require it there and then.
Yeah, so kind of make sure that it's an appropriate person to give it to, because oftentimes another thing I think that happens at career fairs is that it's someone from the team that's recruiting or that's coming to the career fair, and I know I encountered companies who didn't send an HR person, which again just goes to show that they are there to talk about the roles and the experiences that they have, and to share that with you and have a conversation, not necessarily to collect your CVs, and you're not applying at a career fair. You did touch on this before. I just wanted to ask a question around how can students leverage connections made during career fairs? So following up on LinkedIn, suggesting to go for a conversational interview maybe, an informational interview. are those the right steps to take if a student is really interested and feels that they made a good connection?
Definitely. Follow-up is really, really crucial. A recruiter will often make a note of people that they've engaged with, which is another reason why actually having that conversation with them, not walking past the desk, is important, because when they receive applications through for their graduate scheme, some recruiters completely cross-check who came to the career fair and who's now applied, because it shows maybe that little bit of effort in engagement. So it's a positive cross-check that they do. But regardless, having that follow-up and kind of pushing that conversation forward is something that they will often be relying for you. Yeah. And kind of ultimately, that's the recruiters get going down to all sorts of campuses, and they have a high volume of emails, or no matter what their role is, they've got all sorts of other responsibilities. So for them, the follow-up isn't necessarily their priority or their responsibility. So I think kind of really, really bear that in mind. You need to follow up. And using something like LinkedIn is often the best tool to do that with. Like we've said, add them on LinkedIn, but then make sure that you go back, you've made a list of who did I see today, have I added everyone on LinkedIn, a column, have I followed up with everyone, and then that may, again, you've got that structure, that plan, you've got that focus, and then sending people a message saying, oh, I really enjoyed meeting you at the career fair yesterday, thank you very much for your time, I found this particularly interesting about your company, or I really liked hearing that about the role. Like, be specific as well. It really helps it kind of bring to life, or kind of like, we talked about my experience in a particular job, or my studies I'm doing now in this particular program, I'd love to carry on the conversation, would I be able to have a coffee chat with you or call for 15 minutes? So being able to kind of show your interest and show your engagement and your alignment to them is quite a big thing as well. But yeah, definitely using something like LinkedIn, we really recommend.
And if it's an HR representative who is at the career fair, they might not know that much about the role, is it still appropriate to contact them afterwards and ask to meet separately, or would you recommend that for connections you made who are actually working in the team in the positions you're looking for?
Yeah, so you could definitely look at both ways. I think if you've spoken to someone who is a recruiter and that conversation's been really positive, they will still be involved in the process. Mm-hmm. So it's still worth sending them that follow-up. But if you know that they're now going to be very removed from it, being able to maybe ask the question of, I really loved hearing about that department and team and job we were talking about. Exactly. I'd love to have a conversation with someone who's in that area to find out more. It seemed really exciting. So you could still use and leverage that connection to get you in contact with someone who's a bit more of maybe a close match to that role or that part of the process.
Yeah, definitely. I think in a way, career fairs are students' gateway to meeting companies and people within companies to find out whether the company is really the right match for them, because oftentimes, as much research as you can do, it's hard to know whether you'll feel like it's the right place within the team, and career fairs are a really great way to get a sense of that.
For sure.
So I think we're coming to the close of the episode. Is there anything else that you would like to highlight, or anything key that you would like to remind people of? I know we talked a lot about preparation and research, being able to ask questions and introduce yourself, have a follow-up action, and then actually do follow-up.
Probably just two things come to mind. I mean, one is the career support as well. I mean, we can use our career support to help you make the most of the career fairs. As I said, we have workshops, we have networking workshops, so that could be good to think about how you want to pitch yourself and to help you kind of overcome those barriers if you're speaking to people for the first time. And obviously one-to-ones, you can kind of figure out a plan of action for the career fairs as well. So definitely work with us as you need to too. And then just a final point to mention is, it was something that you flagged earlier about the fact there's often people with big queues, so employers that are particularly popular at the career fair. I mean, be prepared sometimes that you might be talking with a recruiter or whoever's representing that company in a group, because they are so popular, and you can choose to either come back and you'll have an allocated time to attend the career fair. You can either choose to go and speak to other employers and return to them later, kind of wait and carry on and get that face-to-face time later, or stay and talk as a group, but then just on your follow-up, that's a great opportunity in LinkedIn to be able to follow up and say, we met at the careers fair yesterday. You shared information as a group. So you were very busy, so we didn't get to speak. This is who I am, and this is why I think I'd really love to hear more about the company. So you can still utilise that connection, even if you haven't had that one-to-one time with them and you've kind of stood as a group or not even been able to get close to them. That would be the final tip that just comes to mind.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, I think, because a lot of the times you are talking to recruiters in a group and it's hard to then think about how to follow up or how to differentiate myself, yourself. Are they going to remember who I was because we are a group of five? But that's a really key follow-up action to then do to make sure that they do remember and that they have you on their radar, so to say. Great. I think that's all very useful. Once again, thank you so much for coming. It's been really great talking to you.
No worries. Thanks so much.